This year, California voters will have a shot at overturning one of the most notorious propositions of recent decades. Well, part of it anyways. Proposition 15 on the November ballot would increase property taxes on corporations, undoing a key component of Proposition 13, that 1978 landmark ballot measure which was sold to voters as a way to help homeowners. But it was also a boon to corporations. KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer takes a look at why commercial property was even included in the first place.
In 1978, inflation was running high, and it was driving up property taxes paid by California homeowners. And a political gadfly in Southern California was on it.
We have a new revolution against the arrogant politicians and insensitive bureaucrats.
Howard Jarvis collected enough signatures that year to place a massive property tax cut on the ballot, Proposition 13. On KQED TV that year, he framed Prop 13 this way.
The people that are being hurt are the elderly people on limited incomes who have spent all their life earning a home, and the state is kicking them out in droves. And this is what this is about.
But in that same KQED appearance, San Francisco Assemblyman Leo McCarthy noted that corporations were also going to get huge tax breaks under the Jarvis measure.
Let me give you an example of some of the business cuts that would result. Pacific Telephone would have a $130 million cut, Standard Oil $13 million, Southern Pacific $12 million. They didn't ask for the cuts, but Mr. Jarvis is kind enough to give them to them.
Prop 13 did not distinguish between residential and commercial property. But Joel Fox, who worked for Howard Jarvis, said California had always treated commercial and residential property the same way.
So in writing an amendment to the Constitution on property taxes, it was just simple to maintain what was already in the Constitution.
In fact, business groups opposed Prop 13 and gave money to defeat it. But since it passed, residential and commercial property taxes have only gone up more than 2% when a property was sold. But how selling a property was legally defined was left to the legislature. Enter San Francisco Democrat Willie Brown.
I wrote the implementation process after it had been passed by the voters.
As chairman of the Assembly Revenue and Tax Committee, Brown wrote the law defining exactly when a commercial property would be reassessed. He says now they blew it.
We should have said any time there is a change in the ownership of the property through any means, that constitutes a transfer for reassessment purposes.
Under the legislature's rules, a commercial property was only reassessed when 50% or more of the property legally changed hands. And big corporations have benefited ever since. Prop 15 on the November ballot would close that corporate loophole, reassessing commercial property and basing the taxes on current market value, not what it costs to buy it. Business groups oppose Prop 15, saying that raising taxes in the middle of a recession is a bad idea. But Manuel Pastor, director of the USC Program for Environmental and Regional Equity, notes that things have changed in California since Prop 13 passed, slashing funds for public schools and services.
The question is, are we the California that passed Prop 13? Are we the California that wants to reevaluate that and think about investments in young people?
If Prop 15 passes, many will say it's the end of an era that ushered in a California tax revolt. In San Francisco, I'm Scott Schaefer.
You'll find more election coverage at norcalpublicmedia.org.